Welcome back to Between the Lines. David and Jonathan are ready to continue sharing wisdom and passion for the Bible's hidden meanings. Let's dive back in.
And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord had commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're there. We got you. Yeah. He brought us out of Egypt. He did all these amazing things. Yeah, we're there. Yeah, just watch. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. The Lord said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today, tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. And be ready against the third day, for the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. Thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourselves, that ye go not up into the mount, or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not a hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it be beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. All right, God's coming to the mountain. All right. You see that the little line of caution tape that we put up? Nobody goes across the caution tape. You go across the caution tape, you're probably going to die. Okay? Listen. No, you are going to die. So, yeah. You guys with the bows and arrows. Anybody goes across there, shoot them dead right there. If you miss, I'm sure God's going to drop them dead.
Yep. Listen Moses for the horn. Listen for the horn.
Yes, they listen for the trumpet. Yeah. And when Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes, and he said unto the people, be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. Okay, so do not go even into your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the nether part of the mount, and Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. When the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. Get down there, buddy. I know that caution tape you put up, probably not going to hold. Uh-huh. Get down there and tell them again, they can't come up here.
You saw what they did with the manna.
Yeah. And there's always one that's going to stick his toe across the line. But they're getting ready to come closer than they're supposed to. Get down there. And let the priests also which come near to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thou chargest us, saying, set bounds upon the mount and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee, but let not the priest and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down unto the people and spake to them. Chapter 20, Book of Exodus. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth, Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. A terrifying curse right there.
Yes, sir.
That is so effective even today. Curse, and oh, why does the little children suffer? Because their fathers hated God, or because his grandfather hated God. You know, as soon as you don't follow God in this world, the blessings on your children are taken off. It all goes back. It's like going down in this life, you're walking down a hallway of many doors on both sides. Some doors are good. Some doors are bad. Be very careful which doors you open, because you can't close them and your children are following you down that hallway. You kick open a very dark door to evil things, your children have to pass by that door. You know, it's all up to you. And you know what? Anything, and this curse here, along with any generational curse, can be broken by your acceptance of Jesus Christ right now. And all of this will be taken away from your family lines.
Amen.
And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy maidservants, and thy menservants, and thy maidservants, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in the 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is therein, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Very, very misconstrued. That is the biggest misinterpretation of this Bible. Oh, Pastor Dave, we're picking up stones to stone you with right now. No. That should read, thou shalt not murder.
Yes, sir.
Killing is a necessary implement of life. You kill bad people, you kill soldiers on the other side. But if you murder, murder implies innocence.
Premeditation.
And too. Innocence, yes.
And innocence, right, yes.
If the person, well, I mean, when I was in the Army, I learned to premeditate killing the enemy.
Oh, you had to.
Innocence,
right.
If the person is innocent and you killed him, you have sinned the ultimate sin. Because it says, those will stand before the throne of God asking when they will be avenged.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did not deserve to die. And God will answer them. Thou shalt not kill. Very misconstrued and has caused so many problems in this world. I have read stories of Amish people, their families are being brutalized by thugs, and they won't lift a finger to stop it because thou shalt not kill.
I spent most of my adult life before last year when I found out that the Hebrew doesn't mean kill, it means murder. You know, you don't need a gun for self-defense or anything like that because the Lord has got you. I understand that. That does make sense, okay? But at the same time, he doesn't want us to come get pushed over, mowed over.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Like, God wants you to be a strong
right.
and vibracious and full of life and ready to protect your own.
Right.
I mean, God gives you the abilities, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He will protect you when you cannot protect yourself because God will... You know, they always say, God helps those who help themselves. No, if you can help yourself, you don't need God.
Right.
God helps the helpless. So he gives you the abilities to defend you and your family. And if you get to the end of your wits and you can no longer do it, he has got your back.
Yes, sir.
But thou shalt not kill should have said thou shalt not murder because it implies that there must be some innocence there. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that thy neighbor's has. So you don't sit around dreaming that you wish you had Bill's life. You know, Bill, that's such a pretty wife.
Lamborghini.
Look at that. Yeah, that car and an Apple cell phone. Lives in that McMansion over on 3rd Street. Now, God says that is not good for you to do.
Oh, no.
All the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. So they had gotten right up to the caution tape. And now they're 150 yards back. Yeah, Moses was right. You didn't go near that stuff. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And had you ever realized that God spoke these commandments before he wrote them? And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. You know, in the movie, Moses goes up on the mountain, comes back with these tablets.
Yeah.
God spoke them.
Right.
And then tablets came later.
And in the movie, another thing too, that whole, since we're talking about the timeline of stuff, all right, that whole thing takes place within like a day or so on the movie. All right. It literally was 40 days when he first went up.
Yeah. The movie compresses it all together. Oh, yeah. Makes you think the plagues happen in 2 weeks and a couple of years. And then, And that gives it perspective. That's why these people were beginning to murmur. It had been 3 months.
Yeah, where's Moses? What's this?
I ain't seen God's tornado in 3 months.
Yeah.
And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said unto Moses, thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. Ye shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall ye make unto you gods of gold. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen. In all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. If thou wilt make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone. For if thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. It will be natural stone only.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any of them bricks that you guys make in your oven. You go out and you collect natural stones.
Looks all nice and neat and even.
It.
Don't need that.
Yeah, I don't know that fancy mortar work.
Yeah.
And neither shalt thou go up by steps unto mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. Ah, you see that? What does that matter? But if you got steps going up to the altar, somebody will peek in at you while you're walking up, you know? But here, we're at chapter 21. We're going to leave it there today. You with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, understanding the Bible and its fabulous and miraculous messages that it gives us. You're on WBFF 97.7 FM and Veterans for Freedom Radio. Glad you could join us. And that's it for today. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's all for this week's episode of Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible. We hope you've enjoyed this journey through the scriptures with David and Jonathan. Join us next time for more enlightening discussions and exploration of the Bible's deeper meanings here on WVFF 97.7 FM, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.